Let's get NCLEX ready. Hi, I'm Nurse JoJo, registered nurse and founder of Cutie Nurses. Join me as I break down the most difficult questions and share the tools that empowered over 1,500 students to crush the NCLEX exam. Each week, I'll share tips, reviews, along with a ton of resources to help you become a registered nurse and thrive. So step into the world of nursing with confidence at cutienurses.com/start. Metoprolol is a gastrointestinal medication that you need to know for the pharmacology section on the next generation NCLEX. Let's go over what it's used for, the adverse effects, and nursing consideration. Then we'll tackle some practice questions. Let's get NCLEX ready. Pantoprazole is a commonly used proton pump inhibitor. Pantoprazole is given to treat GERD and ulcers. It's also given to prevent ulcers from forming. When the stomach is producing too much acid, pantoprazole can be given to decrease the acid production. Let's go over how proton pump inhibitors work. The hydrogen-potassium ATPase enzyme system, which is the gastric proton pump, is being blocked. What does this gastric proton pump do? It works by secreting hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Now, if the proton pump inhibitor inhibits this pump, meaning if this stops it from working, then the final step of the gastric acid production does not happen. Acid secretion is reduced, and the individual taking the proton pump inhibitor can get relief from symptoms and the damaged gastric tissue can start to heal. Other proton pump inhibitors are omeprazole, lansoprazole, and esomeprazole. Take a look at what these all have in common. They end in prazole, just like pantoprazole. Side effects: headache, abdominal pain, diarrhea, rash, hyponatremia, which is low sodium, hypomagnesemia, which is low magnesium, and muscle pain. Nursing consideration: pantoprazole can be taken with or without food. Report to the healthcare provider if there is black tarry stools, reports of severe abdominal pain, or diarrhea. Those taking pantoprazole must avoid alcohol, aspirin, or NSAID. Vitamin B12 deficiency may be a long-term complication that can occur with ongoing pantoprazole administration. Pantoprazole can interact with drug absorption, such as iron supplements. Pantoprazole can increase the effectiveness of warfarin, which can increase bleeding risk. Do not double dose if the first dose is missed. Pantoprazole is safe to take, but note that many of the nursing consideration has to do with bleeding risk. When you answer NCLEX question, pay attention to choices that can cause bleeding risk to increase. Okay, that was a breakdown of what you should know about the pharmacology drug pantoprazole. Before we test what we've learned so far, a quick reminder to grab your 160 free digital flashcards at cutienurses.com/start. Please don't forget to subscribe and support our channel. Now, let's apply what you just learned to 10 pantoprazole questions. Question 1. The nurse is reviewing the laboratory results for a patient who is about to take pantoprazole as directed. Which of the following results warrants the nurse to withhold the medication and inform the healthcare provider? A. Serum magnesium 1.2. B. Serum magnesium 2.2. C. Serum potassium of 5. D. Serum sodium of 150. And the correct answer is A. Serum magnesium 1.2. Hypomagnesemia is an adverse effect of pantoprazole administration. And if the serum magnesium level is low, the nurse should notify the healthcare provider before administration. The potassium level is normal and does not need to be questioned. While the sodium level is on the higher side, hyponatremia is the adverse effect of pantoprazole administration. Question 2. The nurse is providing care for a patient diagnosed with GERD. Which of the following statement from the patient indicates that a further teaching is necessary? A. I should not double dose if I miss my first dose. B. I should report if I'm experiencing black tarry stools. C. I should not take warfarin with pantoprazole. Or D. I can't take ibuprofen with pantoprazole. And the correct answer is D. I can't take ibuprofen with pantoprazole. Rationale. Taking ibuprofen with pantoprazole can increase bleeding risk, so further teaching is necessary. Double dosing should not occur if the dose is just missed. Black tarry stool should be reported. Warfarin should not be taken with pantoprazole due to an increase in bleeding risk. Question 3. The nurse is providing care for a patient that took pantoprazole an hour ago. Now the patient's reporting that he feels dizzy and is having a rapid heart rate. What should be the next step? A. Tell the patient to stop taking the medication. B. Notify the healthcare provider. C. Take the patient's blood pressure. Or D. Check the patient's electrolyte levels. And the correct answer is D. Check the patient's electrolyte levels. Rationale. The patient already took pantoprazole and is already experiencing side effects. Telling the patient to stop taking the medication will not resolve the issue. There are other choices to take prior to notifying the healthcare provider. Taking the blood pressure is not the next step to take because pantoprazole does not affect the blood pressure. Checking the electrolyte levels is the necessary next step to take since electrolyte imbalances can occur such as low sodium and low magnesium levels. Question 4. The nurse is providing care for a patient who has been prescribed pantoprazole for the first time. Which of the following patient statement would indicate that further teaching is required? A. I should report any bleeding or bruising. B. I will stop taking the medication after my symptoms have been alleviated. C. I should not take any warfarin with this medication. Or D. I may experience side effects such as headaches. And the correct answer is B. I will stop taking the medication after my symptoms have been alleviated. Rationale. The patient should not stop the medication administration once symptoms have been alleviated because symptoms can come back. Instruction must be followed regarding the therapy's duration. Side effects such as headache may occur. Warfarin should not be taken with pantoprazole due to bleeding risk. Since there's potential for bleeding risk, bleeding or bruising should be reported. Question 5. The nurse is reviewing the patient's medication list and notes the history of pantoprazole administration. The nurse is aware that a potential long-term risk associated with pantoprazole is which of the following? A. Magnesium deficiency. B. Vitamin B12 deficiency. C. Hyperglycemia. Or D. Both A and B. And the correct answer is D. Both A and B. Rationale. Magnesium deficiency and vitamin B12 deficiency are both potential long-term risks associated with long-term use of pantoprazole. Hyperglycemia is not a long-term risk that would be noted with pantoprazole. Now for the true or false statements. Statement 6. Vitamin B12 deficiency may be a long-term complication of pantoprazole. This statement is true. Statement 7. Black tarry stools must be reported to the healthcare provider or pantoprazole administration. This statement is true. Statement 8. Ibuprofen can be taken with pantoprazole. This statement is false. Ibuprofen should be avoided with pantoprazole due to bleeding risk. Statement 9. Pantoprazole is given to treat ulcers but not to prevent ulcers. This statement is false. Pantoprazole is given to treat ulcers and to prevent ulcers. Statement 10. Constipation should be reported to the healthcare provider after pantoprazole administration. This statement is false. Diarrhea should be reported to the healthcare provider after pantoprazole administration. Awesome job on completing the question for pantoprazole. Make sure you check out my next video where we dive into more essential school hacks that you need to become an awesome nurse. Remember to hit that red subscribe button. Thank you so much for stopping by and supporting us. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you in the next video. See you soon. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Want more tips and tricks for passing the NCLEX? Then be sure to check out cutienurses.com/start. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next week.